Hey everyone, welcome to Gayatri Luck India. And today I just want to tell you all that I just got a message from college, Nova College, where I enrolled myself for MBA. I'm so crazy. Like, if I see something, I have to share it with someone. Now that I don't have friends except you, social media, I'm sharing it with you. So see this, it goes like this. Dear students, first of all, they gave up team digital APSCHE. I don't know, that didn't resonate with me at all. But see this one resonated inside my mind, and I don't know why. Don't ask me, is this because it's close to a reason or that? Don't ask me anything. Just read this, listen to the sentence. Dear students, we have received above instructions from APSCHE, Government of AP and JNTUK University in Krishna District, afflicted colleges, please in pursuit, please note the following points. Jnanabheri is a student's motivation program to improve critical thinking, global competitiveness, transfer knowledge of the participants conducting by APSCHE, Government of AP, JNTKU, University. University and, oh God, it's locked. Where is it? Where am I? And Krishna District. JNTU University and Krishna District. This second point, the program is scheduled on 19/9/2018. It's 13 today, Vinayak Chauthi, at 9 a.m. It's 19/9/2018, 9 a.m. Venue is AJ College Grounds, Machilipatnam, Krishna District. Machilipatnam is Bandar. Okay, as soon as I read Patnam, Machilipatnam, I thought, first of all, Vizag somewhere, Vishakhapatnam, like, again, no, it's Machilipatnam. We don't say Machilipatnam here. Okay, four. In connection with this, they are conducting competition on innovations and research activities. KBN College, cultural activities, Siddhartha Mahila Kalashala, sports competitions, PB Siddhartha College. For this, your registration is must. For your registration, please give your inherent talent through WhatsApp. And it's given my principal's number. Okay? I will register and intimate you the further process. If you are interested to participate as volunteer or address the gatherings, take part in the program is highly appreciated. There are 15,000 students participating in this program, in the presence of our Chief Minister Sri Nara Chandra Babu Garu. You will receive digital certificate for your participation. You will receive awards from CM for your talent in the above said events. Your participation is must and you should attend without fail. D. Dr. Veera Badra Swami, Principal. Okay guys, like, I don't want any prizes, really. I don't want any prizes because my mom and my brother and my father are tired with my prizes, and they also believe that they are of no use. And of course, that's true. My prizes are of no use at all. All I want to do is, I just want to participate. And don't ask me why. Because till now, I have an opinion that whatever government comes up with is only a namesake thing that remains on the paper. But I really want this to go viral because this is the time. You know, I see all the youth and energy misused, brothers who are in young age, they just yell at sisters and mothers, prove their whatever their energy is, like prove their how manly they are. And women, they just, we're all just misusing our energy in the lame things. And if this goes viral, and if everybody is able to use energy in the right level, and research and development, I don't know. Research and development doesn't have to be always in the categories of science and technology. It could be in the categories of social, like a reforming thing also. We need so much reforming. After Kathuwa case, I really understood there is so much need for anti-racism or oneness to go viral. Yes, oneness has to grow viral. We should realize that we may worship different gods, we may have different languages, like we may belong to different regions, skin tone, anything, but we all belong to one race, human. And this should go viral. And number two, girls' safety. Like, it is a very lame thing to attack innocent girls. And why do they target innocent girls? Because they are easily, they can just get easily the girls. Because these girls are very so innocent, small. They can be manipulated emotionally and physically also. They are weak. They are just 6-7 years, or there are even cases where 1 year children were attacked. Okay, they were used, said 1 year children are seduced. Who kind of a psycho are they doing? I just think the people who does this or have these thoughts are psycho. So these two things should go viral, because even in our society we have like elders come, most of these cases happen among the relatives itself. Just 7 years, 6 years girl is taken advantage, not by someone outsider, most of the time from the insider's relatives itself. So still parents doesn't believe the kids, they believe the outside people so much. We still have that problem. I don't want any prize, but I really wish they could give me a chance to express this. Even I don't get a chance to express this, I'm fine with it. But I know, I just want to see how things work, because Andhra Pradesh is the new has a new capital, Amaravati. And I'm so excited about it, because I'm born in Andhra, brought up in Andhra. No matter where I go, I just stayed in other places just for 4 years. And even I stay for 5-6 years also, it doesn't matter. I have to come back to my native. Vijayawada is my native hometown. I have that little bit feeling. I know it should not be there, but I have it. What to do? It's in my blood or in my mind, I don't know. I wish it goes nice. I wish it develops in a better way without racism. I wish Andhra Pradesh could be an example of how people live easily in a harmony, because we don't have that much Hindu Muslim or Hindu Christian or Christian Muslim. We don't have that much. We are all cool living together. I think some state, new capital should be a leader for rest of the people who are fighting with this religious, regional or any racism. I wish it could come up. But I must agree, even in Andhra Pradesh, even in Vijayawada, even in my hometown, I faced racism. Facts are facts. Not that we don't have a racism at all. We have racism. But that is not religious dispute or a skin tone difference. It is a caste dispute. But I wish we can look beyond it. But most of the time people can't digest it. I'm not going outside, because whatever I speak, every time they try to connect it with what kind of intelligence it is. What caste do you belong? BC? OC? Oh yeah, I'm tired of with these things. If I say BC, how can they can't digest if a BC girl become confident is not in their list. BC means they have to be an assistant to OC. That's what they assume. And that there came a point that I wanted to convert to some other religion because of this racism. But I'm like, why should I change my own favorites and my own mother for this another things? Like, I was like, no, I'm not going to change. But I don't know how far I can be stubborn. But there is racism, but not among religion, that I can assure, because I don't know, but I didn't face it till now as far as religion. But as far as caste, I did face racism. And I just think people could evolve better than this. If they don't evolve, there won't be any capital except on the papers. Building blocks, building buildings, building apartments, that doesn't show your development. What shows is building our mindset. the people coming from metro cities will have a different mindset. They're a bit confident and bit forward, and we should adapt that better mindset. If we are still fighting for the race, I don't think this is called a capital or growing capital. It's just in paper or in bricks, not in reality. I want to see what's going to happen. So if you want to know, please stay with my podcast. I'll update each and every second, because that's what Gayatri is good at, documenting the facts as it is, however I feel. And every time I speak, I just hear people saying that, yeah, these can't be BC's intelligent. BC can't be intelligent. Like, why BC people can't be intelligent? Hello, I belong to Rajaka, which is a Dobi, which they used to do, not from two generations, three generations. Before that, it seems like Rajaka means Dobi and washerman like that. In kings or olden days, they used to do that work. But we people are good in our own way. We are the most honest, loyal servants, which is very impossible to find outside. And don't consider me, I don't know when I do and what I do. I'm not that loyal, I'm not that good and kind also. And number two, they'll say, yeah, this is your school intelligence. Hello, my school has been from many years, and everyone has a different attitude. You can't, yes, of course, school plays a huge role, but you can't give entire credit only to the school, because there are many people in my class. I don't think everyone is like me, traveling against the nature and traveling against the society, fighting with their parents. I don't think so. All my friends are very quiet, calm. They did engineering, MBA as per their parents' wish, and everyone is doing their jobs and they're well settled. They're not like me, and I'm not like them. So they just can't digest, and they just want to keep it. CA intelligence, BC intelligence can't be like this. First of all, they can't digest it. They contributed to CA and or else to my school, and I am okay with it, and I'm not okay that they don't accept that my race has an unique intelligence. Even they may not accept. We all are unique in our own way. Everybody has their role to play. That's it, guys, and that's it. And I'm so feeling energetic, because someone is like, I don't know whether Chandrababu Naidu sir's idea would work or not, but they took in a right way. It's the right, right spin or flip to take in the right time, engaging the youth in this kind, in the time of we have elections within a year, less than a year, I guess. In this time, if they're engaging youth, that's the biggest change it would be in the history. Because youth potential is very different. You know what, how we think of voting here? Voting is something which belongs to grandmothers. You know, you go and watch people doing votes, most will be old people itself. But if that could change, it could change the next generation. If youth comes forward, I definitely believe it could change. And biggest problem is I don't have vote right. I enrolled myself in this SRR college 2-3 times. All my family, we enrolled. I enrolled even in the, what is this called? Small like Anganwadi school, yeah. We enrolled there, but still we didn't get votes. That's the situation here. I don't know how to enroll for my vote. But if I have voting right, I would definitely advise, encourage youth to come forward to vote. That's it, guys. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.